Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back to Welcome to My World. It's Dominique back here with you. We've got some exciting, not necessarily good, news to report. We were speaking with you earlier about the attacks in Brussels, which are, of course, exciting and terrible to report. And now we're back with you speaking about the Arizona primary and the voter fraud issues that we have had. This is really, I guess, not surprising. It's not surprising. We've only got a 15-minute segment right now, but if we find that there is some interest in discussing this, we're going to open back up with an hour-long segment, and we're going to take all calls. So please let us know either on Facebook, on my page, Dominique Monique Nomique. Yeah, hello. It's midnight. Don't even listen to my words right now. Dominique Monique Miller. You can find all that information right there on my Facebook page. And if it helps for you to do the search, I'm from the Chicagoland area. You can search Chicago, Illinois, Dominique Monique Miller, and you'll see the same picture that's up on my radio show logo, and you'll see a bunch of political posts, because that is the kind of stuff that I'm interested in, and that's what we do around here. So go ahead, look it up. Join us. Come join us and have this discussion either on Facebook or in some of the Bernie groups that I'm in, or just come here and comment and call in and let me know, is there interest in discussing this topic? If so, we will continue with an hour-long segment after this. And I'm going ahead and checking all of your comments right now to see if anybody has specifically said that they are interested in calling in. If you are, please call in, join us. We need to have this discussion. It's extremely important. And for those of you who are unaware, let's just open with the controversial subject. Why not, right? Let's talk about the controversial subject at hand. Right now, there has been voter fraud in several states. There's been voter suppression in several states, in Idaho, in Arizona, in Illinois. Apparently, some instances had been reported in Iowa, Michigan. So, gosh, this doesn't seem to be a trend that is losing steam, ladies and gentlemen. This seems to be a real issue, and we need to have this discussion. And guess what? They're not having it in the mainstream media. So we've got to have it somewhere. And I said, why not Welcome to My World? Have it here. Let's talk this over. Let's talk about this. I know we had a couple of people who are interested in joining us about 20 minutes ago. That's about how long it takes to write a quick program, set everything up, and get online with it, get on air with it, put the info out there. So I do apologize for that 20-minute wait. I did tell everyone it would be about 20 minutes. But we have a few people who wanted to join us. So, again, before we completely launch into it, we'll be here tomorrow morning as well, hopefully talking about the same issue and getting everyone's input on it. So, again, we've had voter suppression in numerous states right now. And much of it, surprise, surprise, has been perpetrated against the Democratic voters. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is absolute insanity. I don't honestly know where to begin, and that's partly why I just want to hear what you have to say. I want to listen to what those of you who feel you have been targeted have to say. I have a friend here in Illinois who was targeted, and I'm not going to mention any names. This person did post about it on social media, and oh my gosh, the election judges that apparently perpetrated the voter suppression, instances of voter suppression against my friend were... they felt really called out when she reported it on social media. And so these people, you know, they felt called out. They didn't know what to do. So I would urge you guys to put it out there on social media. Of course, that's not the main way to report. You also need to go either to your state's website or to the Department of Justice website at justice.gov, but you need to report it. And that's the point that I'm trying to make right now. You'll forgive me, it's midnight here. So that's the point that I am trying to make right now. You need to report it. And please do be vocal about it. Call people out. If you know, you know, the name of the official, for instance, that turned you away from the polls, why not put it out there? If you know who this person is and you have some sort of complaint against them, put it out there. Put it out there. Of course, be honest with your complaints. Of course, but do put it out there. It's so important that we always report voter suppression. It's so important. So please do. Guys, don't let this opportunity pass you by. If you have actually been turned away from the polls or suppressed in any way, please don't just sit there and hope it doesn't happen again. Just go out and report it. Go to justice.gov, go to your state's website, and please, I would urge you to get in contact with your state Democratic Party, your national Democratic Party. Now, we all know how well that doesn't work, but let's, you know, be naive for the 5 minutes it'll take to call in and make that complaint and say, hey, what if it does? Maybe it will. Maybe it will work. Let's just be super happy, clappy, positive, and call in, make the complaint, do your due diligence, do your duty, and hang up, and then talk to the real big guns, guys, listen up, which are your county Democratic officials. You need to get in touch with your county Democratic Party, okay? Please, we've been talking about this on Facebook all night, and I would urge you, and people have said, well, why? You can call your state, you can call the national. Well, that's just it. They're going to be inundated with calls. The national is corrupt. Your local Democratic Party is where you're going to get the information you need and where you're actually going to potentially get justice. Look what happened in Iowa. They recounted in Iowa. They may actually be able to do something about your reported instance of voter suppression if you simply contact your local Democratic Party. Okay. So it's very, very important that you do that. If you are feeling that you have been suppressed in some way, if you've been turned away from the polls, please contact your county Democrats. They can do something about this. They can do something about this. We've had issues in the state of Illinois, actually, where I live. We've had issues in McHenry County, Lake County, No, we did have problems, in fact, in Cook County. So McHenry, Lake, Cook, and another county that I'm not going to mention because that information, I guess, isn't strictly public yet. But we've had issues. That's the point. We've had issues. Now, in some of these counties, it was issues with the actual voting machines. And in other counties, it was issues like my friend had of being either turned away, intimidated, asked for ID, discriminated against. And I have to tell you guys this story. I love that my friend, who is like the sweetest, most like, let it all go, we're cool type of person, went rogue on these bitches. Like, she turned around and went outside the poll and was, like, telling people, this is illegal, and don't you dare let them do that to you, and, like, going on social media and calling people out, and, like, went to the heads of the party in the area. I'm like, damn, girl, like, did we switch personalities or something? So, you know, and not that you have to go completely rogue like my girl did, although I think that you would be doing yourself a favor if you did, but please do report it. Please do report it. And as I said, my suggestion, being somebody who's involved in local politics myself, is don't discount that local level. Look, let's break it down really quickly here. It's counties and precincts that report, right? To the greater authority of the state, right? So stay with me. Doesn't it then follow that counties and precincts are going to be the places you need to go to actually report your instances of voter suppression? because they're the people who can do something about it. I know that there were issues in my county with that's McHenry County in Illinois. And yes, I'm calling you out if you're wondering. Yes, I'm calling you out right here and now. Let it be known. There were issues with issuing a regular ballot instead of a provisional or a provisional instead of a regular. There were issues with people being singled out, turned away from the polls, discriminated against, asked for ID. People were, for instance, one man came and told a story to some of the local Democrats that apparently his son had come to the polls, and his son was like 17, but he was going to be 18, I believe, before the general election. Well, they turned him away from the polls. They said, well, the computer isn't accepting this. You know, he's not 18. And so this man said, guess what, guys? Do something about it. You're the polling place. Call the county. Do something about it. Don't just sit there and say, well, the computer, you know, it turned somebody out the door. That's ridiculous. This guy actually got really not worked up, angry about it, but was very insistent about this. And he ended up getting his way and having his kid be able to vote. So please be insistent when this happens. And I hate to say when. I should say if this happens, but we all know it does because look what went down tonight. So when this happens, please be insistent. Please, please be insistent. Don't sit there and let this outside authority kind of tell you what to do and tell you what you can and can't do and tell you that you can't vote, for instance, because that's sort of a big deal. That's sort of a big deal. Everybody has the right to vote. And guess what? Also, another big, big issue is a lot of people don't realize that you can register at the polls. Now, are there, you know, a few counties, maybe even a state or two here and there, where that's not possible or not optimal? Yeah, absolutely. But for the most part, you're going to always be able to register at the polls. So if somebody turns you away, you need to, before you leave that polling place, my dear, go online, look up your state, your info, be prepared, be forearmed with information, and let that person know, hey, this is not legal. What you're telling me flies in the face of the law, and I am going to register to vote right here and now. And guess what? You're going to do it. There is supposed to be a registrar on hand at every single county and every single polling place in every county. This isn't rocket science, but apparently this is something that due to inept politicians, due to budget cuts, due to poor funding, due to county and state officials not getting the proper information out there, that people don't realize. They don't know that this is the case. And I'm not just talking voters. I'm talking actual election judges, polling place volunteers. So we need to all get on the same page here. And we're about to wrap up with our time for this particular episode, but I'm going to be back and I'm going to kind of throw some more information at you. If you're actually up at this late hour, please call in at 929-477-2694. I want to open up the floor to your discussions. Now that we've got the information out there out of the way, I really want to have a discussion about this. Like I said, the mainstream media has been off all night at the Miller House. And it's not going to go back on. So this is where I want to have this discussion. Please forgive my allergy voice right now. I'm having terrible, terrible allergies. But I will be back, allergy voice and all, with you, and I hope to hear from a few of you either right now when I come back on air or in the morning. Thank you so much. Hang in there and keep fighting the good fight.